Health researchers say it's time to rethink the way doctors handle medical test results to stop them missing critical diagnoses. A team at the University of New South Wales reviewed 19 international studies and found that doctors were ordering a large number of tests that they didn't follow up. They found that doctors missed up to two-thirds of laboratory test results and up to one-third of radiology reports. That meant that diagnoses were missed and treatment options delayed. The team leader is Associate Professor Joanne Callan of the Australian Institute of Health Innovation. She spoke to Ashley Hall.
I guess when you're working doing health services research, you know that anecdotally there are problems with follow-up, and there's the odd case that might be reported in the press and we read what happens overseas, but to actually only look at studies that quantify the extent of the problem, yes, I think in some cases we were surprised at the results.
So we're talking about significant numbers of test results that are missed through the system. Is this about doctors failing to do their job properly, or what's the cause of these tests being missed?
I don't think it's definitely not physicians not doing their job. It's about looking at a lot of different sorts of solutions and trying to tailor the solution that suits the different settings.
They're all studies from the United States. Can we use the findings from the US and apply them here?
Oh, I think we can. I think test management practices are similar worldwide, in the developed countries anyway.
You've done some work looking at attitudes of doctors. You've surveyed some in an emergency department in a Sydney hospital to see what their opinions of missing tests were. What did you find there?
In terms of asking them whether they thought they had missed a lab result, in the last year, 21.1% said that they thought they had. And when we asked them, do you think a colleague has missed a lab report, 47.4% indicated that they thought a colleague had.
They don't have high opinions of their colleagues, obviously.
I guess one of the things with missed test results is that, I've worked in this area for a while, and if I talk to doctors about, you know, what do you think your error rate is in this area, they don't really know unless somebody feeds back that information to them.
As part of the solution, you suggest including the patient, giving patient some responsibility for their test records. Why do you think that's important?
Patients are interested in having access to their own test results, and they could be seen as a safety net. For instance, in the US, some of the larger private hospital groups, Kaiser Permanente, for example, have a patient portal where patients can actually securely access their results. If they're abnormal, it might say, please contact your physician, because, you know, there could be patient anxiety and concern and misinterpretation of what's said if it's written, you know, in medical terms.
Because that's one of the concerns that the Australian doctors raised, yes, in that emergency department when you asked them about this
right.
Idea was that there could be some significant patient anxiety if they were
that's
handed
right.
their results directly.
Yes, that's right. That's a concern. And there are just so few studies in this area. There is one study that was done in the US where they provided patients access to their test results, and then if they read about an abnormality, they were able to drill down and get a sort of a knowledge base, which provided them more information on what that result meant. I guess that's one way around it, but we're dealing with a lot of different sorts of patients and a lot of different sorts of test results. But I think it's an area that we need to explore more.
Whose job is it to fix this? Whose responsibility would it be to bring in a regulatory system or to change the approach so that patients are included?
Some of the literature is showing that, you know, we should tackle the area from a governance perspective. So there should be policies and procedures that clearly define whose responsibility it is, and that's something that the clinical colleges and the government could take up. There probably needs to be an exploration of further ways that technology and other systems can support the process. And then I guess from the multiple people involved perspective, we should be looking at patient access.
Associate Professor Joanne Callan of the Australian Institute of Health Innovation at the University of New South Wales with Ashley Hall. The research was published in the Journal of General Internal Medicine.